Are you struggling to hire diverse tech talent? After all, every organization in the world is now a tech company, and the ability to attract, hire, and retain tech talent from all backgrounds is critical to their success. Enter Hackajob, a reverse marketplace that actively vets engineers. We flip the traditional model on its head, meaning companies apply to engineers versus candidates applying to jobs, with companies getting an 85% response rate to candidates they reach out to, as well as exposure to tech talent that directly meets their organization's diversity objectives. Companies such as S&P Global, CarMax, and Sensor Tower are all using Hackajob. Why not join them? Go to hackajob.com/cheese to get your free 30-day trial today. Go to hackajob.com/cheese to get your free 30-day trial today.
Hide your kids. Lock the doors. You're listening to HR's most dangerous podcast. Chad Soash and Joel Cheeseman are here to punch the recruiting industry right where it hurts. Complete with breaking news, brash opinion, and loads of snark. Buckle up, boys and girls. It's time for the Chad and Cheese Podcast.
Oh, yeah. Two guys who don't mind a little Flying Dutchman on their plates and in their bellies. What's up, kids?
Amen.
You're listening to the Chad and Cheese Podcast. I'm your co-host, Joel Animal Style Cheeseman.
And I'm Chad. Now I know what a Flying Dutchman actually is. So wash.
And on this episode, Google doesn't want your budget. Twitter needs your budget and Indeed is apparently losing your budget. Let's do this.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Okay, listener, how can you help your employees become more productive? I have answers. How about automating manual and repetitive tasks, giving meaning to data, then allowing that data to actually drive decisions? And how about matching people to your jobs quicker?
Well, wait. The Chad and Cheese has a new LLM?
No, Cheeseman. I'm talking about TextKernel.
Ah, okay. That makes more sense. What I'm hearing is the groundbreaking concept of, wait for it,
yeah,
simplicity. Seriously, TextKernel cuts through the complexities like a tortilla chip through some hot nacho cheese.
Oh my God. Really? Nacho references already. Anyways, TextKernel brings efficiency and productivity to your operations. TextKernel seamlessly unifies your tools and data to drive efficiencies and success.
TextKernel is creating new opportunities for your recruitment journey, kind of like adding guac to my barbacoa burrito.
Oh my God. How about extracting meaningful insights from data? I mean, that's something. Swiftly matching people with jobs, automating repetitive tasks. Who knew such advanced concepts were even possible in the land of human resources?
We did, Chad. We did. Dude, wrap it up. I'm a little hungry.
Imagine that. Okay, listener, get ready to use today's tech to drive efficiencies and productivity. Visit TextKernel.com. That's TextKernel.com.
Nachos. Just one of the hiccups.
Things happen.
That you get on the live show. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. We restarted because we forgot to push to record.
Yeah, we being me.
Yeah, I was being nice.
I haven't had enough beer, apparently.
I got your back.
Fuck.
I got your back.
Thank
on
you.
That
Thank
one.
You.
All right, kids. Well, we're here live at TA Week, and we are just having a great time here in the Qualify booth.
Yeah.
The Qualify team, based in Indy, like us, great startup story. Went to the zoo.
Yes.
On Monday, saw koala bears, saw giraffes, saw
elephants, meerkats,
all the things that you see at a zoo.
But what you want to see at the zoo is you want to see your friends and you want to create content because it's all fun. It's all rich. And you want to be close, and you want to be close to a bar.
Yes.
We had all of this. We had all this.
Michelada. Miracles were flowing.
Michelada miracles.
The zoo this week. Also, Chad, you see the magic of procreation at the zoo sometimes. And we were lucky enough to see what we dubbed the banging wallabies.
Yes.
Making more wallabies, apparently. And we figured out that in our next life, we're going to start a band called the Banging Wallabies. and we're going to hope to open up for the NXS reunion tour at some time in the future. So that was great fun. What else have we done here in sunny San Diego?
Well, once again, with the qualified crew, and if you're watching on YouTube, you can see, not to mention all the alcohol that we have available, which is why we're doing this for the second time. Jesus Christ. Yes. No, we had a great, the first night, zoo, went out to eat, had some gummies.
Tio Leo's. If you're in San Diego, hit up Tio Leo's.
Oh, yes. If you like lounge singers, we're talking about top shelf lounge singers. Great food. Have a gummy while you're at it, because it's good.
And everyone gets their own little thing of salsa, which I appreciate.
I do, yes.
And I think I got yours at some point, and maybe someone else's.
I had no clue what was going on.
Yeah. You were in a state that would make Eurochad look like a depressed patient in a mental institution.
Man, I was very happy.
You were walking on sunshine, my friend.
I was.
Walking on sunshine.
Then we were here. We did some interviews yesterday. Had a great day at TA Week. I got to say, and you mentioned earlier, the food here is amazing, okay? For
the conference food.
For conference food, this was above par, way above par. It wasn't a box lunch. It was nothing. It was good stuff. And the experience has been great too. It's not incredibly big.
It's intimate.
It's the right size.
It's the right size. Just like we like it. Yeah. Yeah. The lunches are a big thing for me. I say no to the croissant, which if I can, it's never something on my list. I try to make it up for it with the bag of chips.
Yeah.
They usually come with it, but typically no.
But you know what else is good? A good VIP sit-down dinner.
Yeah.
You know, where you sit down, you've
steak,
got the bourguignon.
Potatoes au gratin.
And you've got the Merlot. You know what we did? We didn't do that. We did the In-N-Out Burger.
Nice.
Which is so on fucking brand. And I can't believe we hadn't thought about it earlier, but our friend, Evan White, and Collab Work,
Summer.
They put it together, and they're like, "What would Chad and Cheese do? That we're gonna get wristbands. What
it's
would Chad
a real
and Cheese
homage
do?"
To the show, like, what would Chad and Cheese do?
So this is where we found out what the Flying Dutchman is. Now the In-N-Out Burger has a secret menu. Your favorite secret menu is?
My off the menu would be the double chopped peppers, protein style, fries well done. Animal style, you can take it or leave
okay,
it.
Okay, okay.
And that's my go-to.
Okay, that sounds like a lot.
I didn't know the Flying Dutchman existed.
I didn't either until Omar, our buddy from JawPixel,
actually
messaged me. He sent me a TikTok and showed me how they actually cook the burger in mustard, wrap it in cheese, and then put it around, what goes around it? Not a bread bun, no.
No.
An onion, a cooked onion. Caramelized goodness was delicious.
Yeah.
I loved it. A little oniony for you.
A little too much onion for me. My palate's a little sensitive for that. Too much whiskey, I guess. But yeah, that was a great time. Big thanks to Collab Work. I did mention that if there is a hell for me, there was a Chipotle on the opposite corner of In-N-Out, and I said, if there's a hell, I'm stuck in the center, and I can't move. I just have to look at In-N-Out and Chipotle.
There was a Del Taco next door.
Del Taco and a Jersey Mike's
yes.
at some point. So
yes.
Either my heaven or my hell, depending on how mobile I am. But yeah, that was some San Diego goodness in the QSR category.
Day two, doing interviews, having a good time. Yep. Tonight we'll go do dinner. I mean, it's been
bonfire last night. What's more California than a beach bonfire?
On the beach with beers and weed. I mean, it's just like you just can't get away from the weed.
Yeah, the kids on bikes and skateboards is very California. The sun setting in the background.
Amazing.
Very, very, very nice.
Amazing.
Well, almost as good as a bonfire on the beach in San Diego is free stuff from Chad and Cheese. Kids, if you haven't gone out to chadcheese.com, click the free link. We're talking shirts from our friends at JobGet, soon to be a new sponsor, by the way, Chad.
What?
We'll announce that soon, I think.
Oh, damn.
Aspen Tech Labs is giving away free beer.
Uh-huh.
If it's your birthday month, rum from our friends at Plum could be in your hands. And, of course, a bourbon selection from both you and me, sponsored by Tex Colonel. That, to me, is just manna from heaven. If you can get a blockbuster-style Chad selection and a cheese selection in your bar, you are a happy, happy person.
It's like the manager selection at the Blockbuster.
Totally.
Yeah. No,
totally
is. So I've got some breaking news real quick for events.
Okay.
Are you ready? So
hit it.
So Jamie Leonard reached out. Thanks, Jamie. Appreciate it, my man.
Can you say Jamie Leonard in a British accent?
No.
No. Okay.
I can't say anything in a British accent. So September 12th and 13th. That's right. 2 days, kids. Confirmed for Bicentennial Park in Nashville. Yes, we're going back to Nashville.
Las Vegas, baby.
Fucking Nashville. Anywhere from 2,000 to 2,500 TA pros. And you got to remember, this is an entirely different animal from all the other events.
Sure.
Good, bad, or indifferent, doesn't matter. This one is really attuned to have teams. Have your all-day event there, right? Yep. You have your bonding, your team-building event. You need an easy button for that. It's called Wreckfest.
Yep.
Not to mention Nashville. I mean, come on.
And there's Nashville after the show.
Yes.
And you and I don't know. We tied one on last year. We had a party. We had a bookend of parties before and
yes,
after.
Yes.
We'll try to replicate that. I think that you and I should both be considering our karaoke song of choice.
Oh Jesus!
For those that know or don't know, your choice this past conference was
Michelle from Plum and I. We're gonna have to retool. Yeah. We did B-52s. We did Love Shack.
Okay.
We're gonna have to see what the next is.
You're
in
do
line.
Another duo. Another duet.
I think we have to. I think we owe the people.
You owe the people. Well, I went with the Vanilla Ice.
Yes, Ice Baby. Yeah.
So that's gonna be hard to top. I kind of brought the house down with that one, because
Informer.
Snow.
Yes.
12 inches of cheese. That'll be the next year's. Oh, boy. Yeah, so that's exciting. September, we have a full-packed tour this year, and it's just getting fatter and fatter.
Good times as we go
through the show here. So we're going to skip birthdays.
Okay.
We'll make up for that. We're going to skip future travel. I think February we're off. So we get some time to kind of catch our breath,
yeah,
and then
so.
March is full on. Skip some of our extra shows. Do make sure to go to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/@ChadCheese, for all of our video goodness, some shows exclusively on YouTube. But let's get to topic.
Topic!
Google for Jobs news.
Yes.
Now, you and I have been predicting for a while that Google was going to offer a pay-per-click solution, which makes perfect sense. They've got the engine built. They've got the market understanding
what they do.
It's a switch to say, hey, we got these job postings. Hey, you want better exposure? You want to be on the top of the list?
Yeah.
Pay us per click, and it's magic happening.
Seems like easy money.
Well, time out.
What?
You have multiple sources now telling you that the pay-per-click pilot program that was launched last year has alerted people that the pay-per-click solution is now dead and buried. What do you have to add on that news item?
This just makes so much sense. It's what Google does. Everything else that they were doing in the jobs space and ATS, I mean, different types of APIs and whatnot, none of that shit made sense. But this just made fucking sense. And then guess what? It doesn't matter if it made sense or not. They've been having issues with regard to being able, obviously, reporting back to the market. They've seen some drops, I think 6% drop. All I can say is more than likely they said, okay, enough of that playing around shit over there on the job side. Leave the job thing rolling, but we need those engineers. We need those project people over on areas and projects we know are currently making money and can make more money.
Yep. Little surprise from market perspective.
Yeah.
Google obviously clicks are down. This to me was an easy sort of $1 billion add to the bottom line that they could easily do.
Totally wrong.
However, similar to Facebook a couple years ago saying, hey, we're going to commit everything to the metaverse. Of course, they pivoted off of that. But at the time, they closed down their jobs offering to send all hands on deck to build a metaverse platform. To me, this is very similar in that, look, OpenAI is a threat. AI is a threat. It's everywhere. We need all hands on deck to focus on that. They've had multiple rounds of layoffs, which means they're a little shorthanded. So from that perspective, it makes sense that they would focus more on the future than classified ads and making those monetizable.
And shout out to Job Board Doctor, who actually said, I don't see this happening. I mean, and again, that was a smart call. I have no fucking clue how he called it. But at the end of the day, this is what Google does. They do clicks. They do pay per click. They do. I mean, this is just what they do.
Yeah.
And they're not going to do what they do. So
yeah. So there you go. There you go. Yeah, you know.
Interesting. Interesting.
But man, that is a that is a happy dance moment for Indeed, ZipRecruiter, LinkedIn, and many others who I'm sure have been fearing the inevitable pay-per-click solution from Google. So shout out to them for a little bit of relief on that front. Well, who won't be getting any relief are a couple of companies that are inviting new CEOs and also saying goodbye to a CEO. HireVue has appointed Jeremy Friedman as their new CEO. He'll succeed Anthony Reynolds. Friedman, former CEO of Schoology, brings expertise in tech growth. That's
Schoology?
For the company. Schoology is how I read that.
Okay.
Schoology.
Yeah, we're going to need.
Okay, in case you missed it, HireVue specializes in evaluating candidates and matching skills to jobs through video interviews. They tout 1,000-plus customers. And in other CEO news, we're saying goodbye to one. Rumor has it that Arno Schaefer is out at Vonk. He didn't get the shot, apparently. After serving in that role since 2021, if you don't know, Vonk is a job advertising and distribution platform, as well as a recruitment marketing service. Chad, your thoughts on all things CEO this week?
Yeah, let's go ahead and hit Jeremy up real quick. I mean, this is a guy who has no experience in this space. If you know Schoology. Whatever the hell they call it, they are part of the PowerSchool platform. Actually, and PowerSchool always felt like to me, because I used it with my kids to be able to talk back and forth, communicate with teachers, and look at grades and all that stuff. It always felt like a early 2000s platform that was built. Just for the basics.
Oh, it's built for Windows 95.
Just for
it
the
still
basics.
Is.
Yes,
yeah.
Just for the basics. And in one of the quotes that Jeremy actually said in the article, it might have been TechCrunch, I think, he thinks that there are easy parallels between education and HR. And
sure.
And just that is the most naive bullshit I think I've ever... I mean, and I hope Jeremy does well. I really do. But here's the thing, kids. When we see these CEOs come into our industry who have no fucking clue what we actually do, it's really disturbing, right?
Yep.
And then you've got to ask yourself where they were in the draft, right?
Yeah. How many stars did they get in their ESPN analysis? To me, this says... this is a crappy industry to be a CEO. These are not the A-teamers that are ready to go public, that are ready to be acquired. These are like the bottom of the barrel CEOs. And we looked at iSIMS. Maybe a little mean. But my point is that these are not blue chip CEOs that are taking these jobs, which a different time there were more, you know,
Steve Lucas at
iSIMS. Top-notch.
I mean, that was
That have track records of taking companies public or cashing out, you know, sort of big deals. You know, the new iSIMS CEO, the new HireVue CEO, these are companies that should be primed for IPOs. These are companies that should be big acquisitions for really big really big fish. And these CEOs just do not instill a lot of confidence in me that that is their future. It feels more like let's try to get to a point where we can get a top-notch CEO. So I think it's just, you know, I hope that he's successful, and maybe some companies we hope they fail, but most of the time we want everyone to be successful. But this does not instill confidence in me as someone who's been around the block a few times. The more interesting story to me is the Vonk news.
And we got a shot for that, so we're good.
We did get a shot for that
for the Vonk.
Twice my sophomore year. And we talk a lot, particularly on the European show, of how difficult it is to go from Europe, have a successful business in Germany, Denmark, wherever, and then say, we're just going to replicate that in America.
Yeah.
And when Vonk came to our shores, they put together an incredibly solid team of veterans,
fucking banner.
Guys that we've known for a long time. It was a very impressive start.
Yes.
I know that they had nailed down a few really solid partners.
Yeah.
And it collapsed very quickly. People left, and we don't know all the intricacies of that, but it clearly underscores how tough it is to have something successful in Europe and then just stamp it in America, even if you pay for the talent to make it work here.
I think, unfortunately, the Dutch just weren't patient enough. So you get a star-spangled banner fucking crew over here in the U.S.
Yep.
and they start kicking ass, building infrastructure, taking names. I mean, then they start falling off the face of the earth.
Yeah.
And leaving because overall they weren't patient enough to understand that trying to penetrate the United States is not going to happen over fucking night.
Yeah.
Now, some of the partnerships that they had, to me, happened overnight.
Yeah.
Were they generating revenue? Probably not where they needed to. But guess what? That shit takes fucking time.
Yeah.
Education, especially market education, so much.
Yeah.
So much. They also dropped the ball with Indeed at one time where they stopped the distribution to Indeed because Indeed cut them off.
Yeah, probably too many eggs in that basket as well.
Unfortunately, again, Arno, not from this industry, right? He was a PE guy, so pretty much put in there to just man the ship. And unfortunately, didn't have the patience to allow the professionals to do their fucking job. So right now, I think what they should do is do one of two things. They either allocate the resources to do what they were originally going to do in the U.S.
Yep.
And have patience, or get the fuck out. One of the two, you can only do one. You can't half-ass this. And they've been half-assing it for at least a year now.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting sort of textbook case of, do you bring Europeans over to America to manage things,
or
do you hire Americans to coordinate with the Europeans?
Yeah.
And there's obviously some loss in translation. There's challenges there on both sides.
Yeah.
But it's not just putting the product in America and it works.
No.
Like, there's the culture, there's the team, there's so many things that go into it.
It's the same thing going to Europe. You can't have Americans going into Europe and thinking that shit's going to work either, right? You've got to have, you've got to go native.
Yep.
Okay? It's all there is to it. If you're going into Germany, you better have a German team. If you're going into, the U.S., you better have a U.S. team. And unfortunately, again, I think a lot of it has to do with patience, and they just didn't have it. Either that or their burn rate was way too fucking high.
Yeah.
They couldn't have the patience.
Well, from my understanding, the European business is still pretty healthy. Do we know anything about a new CEO or an interim CEO at this point?
So from my understanding and from messaging back and forth with the Vonk team, again, guys, I hope you get healthy and I hope you get your shit together, man, because I want to see more competition in this market. But Bill Fisher, who literally, he's been working more like a CMO.
Yeah.
Because he's been putting a lot of good shit out. He's incredibly smart.
Yeah.
He's been around. He's the CTO, okay? So a CTO, to be good at marketing, that shit never happens. So they've got a fucking unicorn there. He's gonna head the ship until they actually put a person in place. What I would say is put Bill in fucking place, okay? The dude is a fucking veteran.
Yeah,
Put him in place. Put Bill in place and give him some fucking rope.
And hopefully he doesn't
hang himself. Yeah.
All right, well, let's take a quick break, and we'll talk about Twitter and Indeed. Imagine that.
Human resources is supposed to be about humans. I mean, it's right there in the name. But when your hiring team is more like an assembly line, glued to their computers, manually posting heaps of jobs everywhere they can think of, that human part feels nowhere to be found. This is a new era. Pando IQ takes the mind-numbing copy-pasting and nerve-wracking guesswork out of the job posting process. When you plan a hiring campaign with Pando IQ, you tell us who you need. Then, before you ever spend a cent, we predict what it will cost to find them. Pando IQ chooses the ideal recruiting sites from thousands of options, targeting the ones your next great hire frequently visits, then fires off your ads at precisely calculated times, surfacing the most relevant applicants for you to pick from. Now you're free to get to know the best talent. Build great teams and take care of your humans. Pando IQ will do the rest, so you can get back to doing what the computers can't.
For more information on Pando IQ, go to pandologic.com. That's pandologic.com.
And we're on.
And in case you missed it, we are back live at TA Week in beautiful San Diego, recording from the Qualify booth. All right, Chad, we got some news from big industry players that we'll kind of rapid fire and sound off on. So ADP has launched ADP Assist. That's creative. A cross-platform solution powered by, you guessed it, generative AI, enhancing HR productivity and decision making. It uses ADP's extensive data set to provide actionable insights in various HR aspects and is currently in early release with a planned rollout for all clients this year. ADP Assist validates payroll, simplifies smart analytics, and offers human insights with an AI-based conversational interface. That's all per ADP. Chad, your thoughts on ADP Assist?
Big shout out to Jason in PR over at ADP. Appreciate you pushing this to me early, my friend. Okay, so we've talked about ADP with respect to generative AI, but it wasn't about having generative AI. Everybody's going to fucking have it.
Yep.
ADP probably... Let me think. No, more than likely, has the biggest fucking data lake, data ocean that any of the systems that we know of that are out there.
Outside the government.
If they wanted to use, and they've got more up-to-date data than the government, it's very fast. If they wanted to utilize generative AI to help solve pay inequality, that would be the system to do it. That would be the system. If you were Syndio right now, you would be working with them to be able to actually tap into that, right? Yeah. What about learning and development? You know, skills in the market, you know what's rising, you know what's falling, you know what kind of learning, development, kind of content to be able to serve up. ADP is doing that to, I mean, millions. Yeah. Millions of people, right? This to me is probably, and again, this press release was very fluffy and kind of like, you know, it wasn't
very
biased. Didn't really have any, but at the end of the day, as they dig into this, because they had to put out a press release, I guarantee you, just because everybody else is. But we've talked about this before. The secret sauce to all of this LLM is data. Nobody has more.
Yeah, I don't have much more to add to that. Everyone's going to do this. It depends on what you feed the beast that makes it powerful or not. And ADP for sure has a formidable set of data. My question would be, is this a potential new revenue stream for them to have an API where they can feed an ecosystem of this data and what they're finding out to then feed startups or feed solutions that we talk about regularly on the show? I think this could be a whole new business opportunity for them to unleash AI and their data. Did I say unleash? Sorry. I don't be too hyperbolic there. But I think this is an incredible opportunity. We typically do not see this kind of innovation from a company like ADP. It's a huge Titanic in turning that and doing things. It took them forever to have a marketplace. It's taken them forever to do so much. So I think this is really inspiring, and the leadership team should be applauded by having this. My question will be, do they take it another step and help power all the startups and companies that could utilize their data in a unique way with generative AI?
Yeah, so from my insights and what I know, they're going to go big on this, right? This is literally just the surface. Yep. They're scratching the surface because they realize, much like our dumbasses realize, that the secret sauce is data, and nobody has more data than they do. So whether they have a marketplace with APIs or what have you, I think at the end of the day, if they just solely focus on the fragments of data that they can crunch with generative AI, they're going to be able to come up with product after product after a data point for the government. Sure. They're going to be able to do things that nobody else can.
Yeah, very impressive. Very impressive. All right. From ADP to your favorite company, let's talk about X.
That's Twitter.
Well, yeah, Twitter, X, Twitter. Whatever. I don't know. Friend of the podcast, Alex Jakovsky, has an update on X Jobs. They apparently introduced featured job ads. This feature launched on January 26th. Displays sponsored jobs at the top of the search results with a blue featured icon. Verified organizations get benefits like a verified badge, priority posts, premium support, and monitoring per impersonation. Very innovative, right, Chad? What are your thoughts?
The stupidest shit. We've talked about this, and they were talking about rolling this out months ago. This is fucking stupid. Nobody is going to manage their fucking jobs on Twitter. They're not. You know why? Because they don't have time. As we talk about talent acquisition, we talk about recruiters, we talk about all the way down, nobody has enough time. They've got enough administrative bullshit they have to deal with. And yet, you want them to go into their list of thousands of fucking jobs and say, this is featured, and that, fuck off. This is the stupidest shit. It's stupid, man. And again, this demonstrates that a dude that obviously you can sell companies, Lasky, the CEO of Lasky, is throwing out shit to hit 1990s version job board shit. It's horrible.
While I agree with you, we're also here at a conference that sessions are being highlighted that are still talking about pay-per-click advertising on Google.
No,
something that
I agree.
I remember doing 20 years ago. So if you're categorizing this buying audience as it's got to be innovative or else I'm not buying it, it may be smart to go back to 1999 with your strategy.
But they can't manage it.
Like keep it simple for the people. The challenge is this is never going to go enterprise. This is never going to go big scale. This is your Y Combinator companies. This is the startup that's going to be like, oh, we can be on X. That's who this appeals to. There's no way it's current iteration that's going to be big. Enterprise companies' marketing departments won't touch X. Their job departments aren't going to touch it either. I say they it's fine. It's low-hanging fruit. They'll get some money from it, nowhere near the $44 billion that they need. I think in our time here at the conference, their time is much better utilized by going against LinkedIn. There's a lot of animus against LinkedIn at this conference. A lot of people want choices, want something else. And if nothing else, at least maybe they'll push in LinkedIn to be more innovative by creating products that might threaten them, because LinkedIn is fat happy and just print money based on its current iteration. But no, in the same podcast we have, Google for Jobs is not doing pay-per-click, but X is giving you sponsored jobs. I think it's a lose-lose for the industry and for most employers out there.
It's horrible. It's horrible.
From X, let's go to Indeed.
So, sign of things to come.
Possibly.
I know that, dude.
Indeed Japan has introduced Indeed Plus, an AI-powered tool to expedite job matching by automatically distributing job postings on various job boards within its parent company, Recruit Holdings, also known as programmatic advertising, I believe. Employers can connect with Recruit's AirWork applicant tracking system or Indeed for automatic postings, and charges are based on a pay-per-click model. Yes, you guessed it. Indeed Plus aims to diversify collaborations with job boards outside of Recruit Group in the future, hoping to enhance job seeking and recruiting efficiency in Japan, possibly elsewhere in the near future. Chad, what are your thoughts on Indeed Plus?
Back to the future, kids. It's funny because back in my direct employer days, we actually had like over 3,000 different distribution points, meaning job sites. And we would get jobs directly from corporate career sites, and we would O-net code them, classify them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? Because what we did was we did dynamic distribution of jobs that were just relevant to those sites. 3,000, these guys, what, three sites that they're doing
It's a rollout that will take some time, Chad.
It's a rollout. But I mean, this is 2008 shit. Twitter.
Sure.
It's all 2008 shit.
We talked about
this talked about
their tech group.
ADP with generative AI, and we're talking about
Imagine that. Yeah, the Titanic and the aircraft carriers doing innovation that the smaller guys aren't. So we talked about Indeed launching their tech network. I've already heard rumblings about healthcare being piloted or starting. Their salespeople are starting to talk about the whole network. Our jobs on other platforms and sites, destination sites, et cetera. It is a very old strategy. To me, it's an indication of what Google and other, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, are stressing the business that is Indeed. And this is another way, I think, is the traffic really going to matter? I doubt it. Can they sell something new? Yes. So if I'm a salesperson, I'm on the horn with technical companies talking about our tech network. If I'm selling healthcare, I'm saying, hey, we're launching a health network, and these companies will pay money. They'll pay, the check will get bigger. It's like a price increase at Netflix. People are just going to pay it. And this thing that launched in Japan is going to launch in America at some point. They'll just have these sites, and people will just they'll bump up their spend, and Indeed will make more money at the easiest way possible. No innovation. Let's just have like this smokescreen of innovation and new networks and new exposure for your jobs. And it's all a bunch of bullshit, but it has been very effective in the past, and it will probably be very effective to Indeed's bottom line going into the future. In no small part to Indeed saying no to pay-per-click advertising. Maybe there was a secret deal by Indeed that said, look, we'll spend so much money on Google Ads if you just not launch a pay-per-click solution. That's
stop.
A conspiracy theory. I have no information on that. I need a refill. Let's take a quick break, and we'll talk about some union news.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Are you struggling to attract the talent you need today? Do you lack visibility into where your recruitment ad dollars are really going? There's a better way. Acquire ROI is a programmatic job advertising platform built to optimize your budget and supercharge hiring. Acquire ROI automatically manages and measures recruitment ads across job boards, so you can allocate your budget based on insights, not hunches. Get to quality candidates faster and cost-effectively scale hiring across roles, all while gaining complete visibility and control over your recruitment marketing investments. Say goodbye to manual guesswork, inconsistent performance, and wasted spending. And hello to optimized automated campaigns that produce qualified applicants. At Acquire ROI, we make job advertising easy. Visit us at acquireroi.com and start transforming your talent acquisition today.
All right, gang, we are back. We are here live from the TA Week Conference in sunny San Diego, California, podcasting from the Qualify booth right here in the Expo Hall. We've got beers, we've got whiskey, and we're coming to the end of our show. Hopefully we can still make it.
God, I hope so. About time for a gummy.
I need something. I need a Flying Dutchman or something to get me through. All right. Some union news to talk about. United Parcel Service, popularly known as UPS, Chad, is set to cut 12,000 jobs, affecting 14% of its 85,000 full and part-time managers. The move comes after a 31.8% drop in quarterly profit and rising costs from the company's contract with the Teamsters Union, which we talked about at length last year. The layoffs are expected to save UPS approximately $1 billion. Additionally, UPS CEO Carol Tomei, I don't know if she's related to Marissa Tomei or not, different spelling, so probably not, announced the end of the hybrid work schedule. That's right. She's requiring employees to return to the office not four, not three, but 5 days a week starting in March. This is a double trouble news item for a lot of workers at UPS. Chad, what are your thoughts on the news?
Marissa's older sister, she makes about $19 million in total compensation a year. And this is happening, number one. Number two, we saw Sean Fain not just get behind Biden last week, but also sign 10,000 new members into the UAW, right? This to me, this is easy. If I'm Sean Fain, UAW expands and goes right into UPS. I mean, this is finally a time where the narrative of the working class is starting to rise, and it's not being beat down, right? If you talk about Tomei's $19 million a year and all these guys who are now out of work, you're going to receive amazing favor. And the next thing you know, you have a UAW or whatever version shop that happens in UPS, right? There are expansion opportunities with UAW. Sean Fain is the man to do it. I'm a lover. I love that dude.
Somewhere Jimmy Hoffa is smiling in his grave over the Sean Fain.
Anyway, it just makes sense. The stars are starting to align, and Tomei doing these things and other CEOs doing these things, they're not paying attention to the market and what the fuck's going on.
So some context around Chad's news on the auto workers. So over 10,000 auto workers from 13 non-union companies have signed union cards with the UAW, signaling a growing movement for improved wages, benefits, and workplace rights in the auto industry. Following the UAW's success stand-up strike at Ford, GM, and Stellantis, non-union auto workers are organizing unions across the industry, with workers at Volkswagen and Mercedes, to name a few, leading the campaigns. The UPS news is really unfortunate because last year we talked about their union having a victory in terms of wages, benefits, and things going on. We recently talked to Kevin Wheeler, obviously an old-timer in this industry that's seen a few things. His comment has really resonated with me that unions that are winning these cases are on a five-year parole, I think was his comment. Yeah, companies are buying time. Enjoy the money while you can until we automate you and get to cut you. And we're starting to see some of that potentially with UPS making the deal and then taking a counterpunch and saying we're going to lay off 14%.
We're in January. They made that deal last year when they needed those motherfuckers in the seats, right? It's going to come back around full circle. They're going to need people back in the seats again.
I mean, there's nothing that says self-driving cars and trucks are coming. There's nothing saying, now maybe the packages and managing those can be more automated, but drones aren't going to fly and give you packages anytime soon.
No.
So this is a really interesting news story. I don't know if it's, I mean, to save $1 billion on this is pretty significant. I believe the stock benefited from the news, which makes Marissa Tomei's sister very happy. Sean Fain again, just amazing what he's doing.
Even if he goes arm in arm with Teamsters.
Yeah, to get UPS into the battle with the car companies who else can join this fight is significant. And we talked... we had an interview recently where having a union was like the only sort of strength that the workforce had to make changes. So you and I continue to root for the unions. The UPS news is definitely depressing on that front, but the UAW news is definitely inspiring. This is a push and pull between capital and labor. And we'll see who wins at the end of the day.
Without labor, you don't have capital.
We don't know who's going to win. But we do know, Chad, that you and I continue to win because we've got a cooler full of beer and a bottle full of bourbon, my friends. Live from TA Week, the Qualify booth, Chad.
We out.
Wow. Look at you. You made it through an entire episode of the Chad and Chase podcast. Or maybe you cheated and fast-forwarded to the end. Either way, there's no doubt you wish you had that time back. Valuable time you could have used to buy a nutritious meal at Taco Bell, enjoy a pour of your favorite whiskey, or just watch big booty Latinas and bug fights on TikTok. No, you hung out with these two chuggleheads instead. Now go take a shower and wash off all the guilt. But save some soap, because you'll be back. Like an awful train wreck, you can't look away. And like Chad's favorite Western, you can't quit them either. We out.
Welcome, change agents, to your go-to place for stories that ignite your spirit, fuel your purpose, and connect us all. We believe in the incredible power of the human spirit, its boundless resilience, and the inspiration it brings to our lives. On the Driving Change podcast, we'll journey together through the extraordinary yet very relatable experiences of some of the most amazing people on earth. Our mission? That through these stories, we might just spark change within you and awaken a newfound motivation to harness your unique gifts to make a real difference in the world. So get ready to be inspired and join us on this incredible adventure. You can find the Driving Change podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you love listening to your favorite podcasts.